is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 180,000 people remain under evacuation orders in the Los Angeles area as firefighters battle the wildfires. Crews are making some progress, but L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says the largest fire, the Palisades Fire, is still spreading.
17,234 acres, 0% containment. Extreme fire behavior continues to challenge firefighting efforts for the Palisades area. Wind gusts are up to 60 miles per hour.
At least five people have died. Crews and cadaver dogs are searching the smoldering rubble for any more victims. 1,300 structures have been destroyed. 20 people have been arrested for looting. Tonight's Lakers-Hornets game in L.A. has been postponed. CBS Los Angeles' Mark Liu says firefighters are using large planes called Super Scoopers that are on loan from Canada.
They are very, very capable fixed-wing aircraft, capable of dropping very, very long swaths of seawater onto these fire lines. They are designed to land, or at least touch down in the Pacific Ocean, gather up that seawater, and then head directly to the fire line, which is where they have been dropping that water.
All five living presidents were on hand for former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood performed that John Lennon classic. President Biden delivered a eulogy.
Throughout his life, he showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God and of the people.
Carter's body is being flown back to Georgia, where he will be buried in his hometown of Plains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has announced the U.S. is sending another $500 million in military aid to Ukraine.
It includes additional missiles for Ukrainian air defense, more ammunition, more air-to-ground munitions, and other equipment to support Ukraine's F-16s.
East and Gulf Coast port operators have reached a deal to avert a strike by dock workers. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has details.
The deal resolved a labor dispute that had threatened to halt shipments at some ports for a second time in 3 months. A strike could have begun on the 15th. Now, a statement from both sides says there is a tentative 6-year contract that would create more jobs and modernize ports, making them safer and more efficient.
President Biden says the new agreement shows labor and management can work together to benefit everyone. The head of the Dock Workers Union praised President-elect Donald Trump for his support in the negotiations, which has wrapped up with that new deal. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for 2 Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and 4 challengers. The primary will eliminate 1 candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least 1 more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a 3-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus. And I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Increasing clouds and increasing warmth today. High temperatures flirting with 30. Winds are out of the south as the next system swings by, bringing flurries overnight and light snow by the morning. Not much is expected, maybe around a half an inch. More sunshine on the way by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
From 1966, it's Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman on WRJN. Now, that song has a huge part in music history, mostly because of where it was recorded. It was the first number one hit recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where Aretha Franklin, Paul Simon, the Rolling Stones, and many other famous musicians would later record some of their classic songs.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone is the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show?
To
season for
like me, has he taken,
any time to show
you what you need to live,
tell it to me slowly,
tell you why,
I really want to know, it's the time of the season for love.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Love.
Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad. Don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
We are a singing's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. You're younger than I am. Are you?
I guess.
You're not to middle age yet, right?
Probably. I don't know. What's your definition?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I guess I could consider myself that. I don't feel like it though, Kurt.
the beginning stage, the early years of middle age, maybe?
Yes, early onset middle age.
Okay. A study found that people don't get sad about entering middle age. They get happier.
Really?
When they get to middle age. That's what it says. Yeah. According to the study. Yeah.
That may track with like your career and your personal life, possibly.
Yeah.
Things naturally happen.
You're
later
established.
In life. Yes.
Yeah. I think
financially independent.
Yeah, hopefully. Now I'd say I'm probably past middle age, or you know, at the end of middle age or something. But I'd say
you don't look that bad. Look at you!
You haven't seen me up close. You haven't looked at the pores.
Let me get over there.
I'd say I'm happy in the stage I'm at. As long as the kids don't move back in, we're all good.
Oh, but if they do, huh? We can look forward to something. Yeah. In the interest of good radio, I think I'd want them to move back in, and you coming in and these kids.
I'm like, and I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say his name, but there was a TV show in the 80s that was all about let's get these kids out of the house. And that doctor.
Which one?
Yeah, that doctor is no longer. No. Huxtable.
Oh yes.
I'm not gonna say his real name, but he was all about let's get these kids out of the house, right?
Yeah, and pudding pops.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance. insurance. Plus, personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
you spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, it's not going to be quite as cold tonight as it was last night, but we could see a little snow overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 21. Tomorrow, maybe a little morning snow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and 29. And Saturday, sunny and 28.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
summer, in the city, cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, that's all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Your rowdy friends are probably planning for July right now. The Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival has announced headliners. It's Hank Williams Jr. and Chris Stapleton. The festival at Veterans Park is set to return to Milwaukee's lakefront July 10th through the 13th. Racine voters will have some options for several common council seats. With the deadline to file passed, the ballot is clear. The primary is February 18th, the general in April. In the 1st District, incumbent Jeff Coe is being challenged by Malik Fraser. The 5th has a primary with a three-way race. Incumbent Melissa Caprillion is facing off against Jens Jorgensen and Raymond Ellison Jr. In the 9th, Terry McCarthy has decided not to seek re-election. There'll be four candidates on the February ballot in that district. There's also contested elections in the 11th and the 15th. Fresh off a re-election, the congressman is making himself available tomorrow. 1st District Representative Brian Stile will start the day in Janesville and Beloit and hits Racine and Kenosha later in the day. There's an afternoon option at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall at 2, followed by a 3:30 session at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. Stile says in a statement that he welcomes people to come and talk face-to-face about their issues. The kindness of Carter is still making an impact 35 years later. Today's the national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He and his wife visited Milwaukee in 1989 to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. The partnership grew the organization in Milwaukee and in Kenosha and Racine as well. Until the 39th president arrived in Wisconsin, the local Habitat for Humanity group had never built a home.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sunderman says many credit their interest in Habitat for Humanity to the Carters. The organization has active chapters in Racine and Kenosha, and they say they're always looking for someone to help swing a hammer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Increasing clouds and increasing warmth today. High temperatures flirting with 30. Winds are out of the south as the next system swings by, bringing flurries overnight and light snow by the morning. Not much is expected, maybe around 1/2 inch. More sunshine on the way by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It says here, each year, more than $80 million in U.S. lottery winnings go unclaimed. Well, you know how it is. You intend to pick up that $5 million check, but one thing leads to another, and you just never seem to find the time.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and we're just over a week into the new year now, and if you've made a resolution, there's a 50% chance it's already been broken. But by the end of this month, 90% of resolutions will be gone.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The major wildfires in the Los Angeles area are still burning out of control. The largest is in the Palisades, where we find KNX Radio's Craig Figner.
There are countless streets here in Southern California, streets that were lined with homes that are now lined with smoldering rubble. This is the result of the Eaton Fire, which has destroyed at least 1,000 structures, many of them homes.
To stand here where I am, you would see our house, and you can't see anything. Everything burned down. There's nothing left.
The LA Sheriff's Department's canine teams will come in to search for bodies. It's possible as many as 5 deaths are connected to the Eaton Fire. Craig Figner for CBS News, Pasadena, California.
The LA County Sheriff says 20 looters have been arrested. The NBA has postponed tonight's Lakers-Hornets game in LA. The body of former President Jimmy Carter is now being flown to Georgia, where he'll be buried in his hometown of Plains. Earlier, former UN Ambassador Andrew Young spoke at Carter's state funeral in Washington.
I want to say thank you. You have been a blessing from God, and your spirit will remain with us.
All 5 living presidents attended today's funeral. The water is coming back on in Richmond, Virginia, days after a storm knocked the city's water treatment plant offline.
Our system now is fully pressurized in all 9 zones. What we were waiting for earlier this morning, we had 1 zone that was holding out on us. And so, yeah, got to.